direct from the factory and pass the savings on to you. We can save you hundreds of dollars on your next appliance purchase. Factory closeouts, slightly blemished, or in-box items. Always brand new with a full factory warranty. Stop by today because for a limited time, you can receive up to $600 in cash rebates on selected GE appliances. Great savings, hometown buying, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for your next appliance. Visit any of our locations, Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, or our newest location in Baldwin, and visit us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
So, wouldn't it be great if we knew somebody with a boat?
Yeah, what if it was us?
Now, that would be great.
The Great American Boat Show is coming to Bass Pro Shops with great deals on America's favorite boats, free Bass Pro gift cards, rewards points, and free Power Pros maintenance protection with purchase of select boats, plus free fishing seminars, family activities, and prizes. Save the date. The Great American Boat Show comes to Bass Pro Shops February 1st through the 10th. Find out more at BassPro.com/boatshow.
Hi, Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. As a 1972 Mizzou grad, we are a proud sponsor of Missouri basketball. Go Tigers!
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Hi there, it's Frank Opinion. You know what John Londoff says to me all the time? He says, oh, I can't tell you how many listeners come by the dealership or call or email and say, wow, you've made Frank's show so much better. Okay. Here's what I will tell you that actually is true. Going to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet is going to make your idea of buying a car so much better. Your whole image and your outlook on what it's like in the whole process of buying a car. You know, a lot of people hate to buy cars. I can't even imagine that. And when somebody says that, oh, man, I hate to go buy a car, well, that tells me you've never been to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. So here's the deal. If you'll consider a Chevy, or maybe you've already decided, well, we know we want a Chevy. Now, where do we get it? Let me help you with that. And I'm not even telling you where to buy it. I'm not even going to say buy it at Johnny Londoff. I'm going to say give them a chance. Visit the dealership. And I'll bet you this is where you end up buying not only this Chevy, but the next one, pre-owned, whatever. It's a terrific experience. It's what buying a car or truck or SUV ought to be like. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, Londoff.com, or take the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
How much is that doggy in the window?
This is the Big 550 KTRS, large morning show in the afternoon, vacation edition, while Frank and Ian and Dan are in Jamaica with several dozen AM and PM listeners. I'm Paul Harris. Tim and Josh are here with me, and we're happy to have you as well. And our phone lines are open now for your questions about your pets, because we've got the vet here, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, who's brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456 is the phone number for Laclede Cab. And here now, on his way back from the Tiger Sanctuary in St. Genevieve, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everybody today?
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
I am AM and the PM.
Yeah, I have never talked to you about the Tiger Sanctuary. Tell me about the place.
Well, this is in the Crown Valley Tiger Sanctuary. It's part of the Crown Valley Winery, and they have this wonderful non-for-profit. It's a legitimate non-for-profit facility, and they house about six big cats right now, one lion and five tigers. And I'm their vet, so every once a year, minimally, we have to go out and just do a preliminary exam. And then we schedule anesthesia episodes where we can draw blood and check them out and make sure there are any problems with their teeth or their body, whatever.
All right, now let me just back up a second here. The anesthesia part is for the cats, right? Not for you?
Well, one for me and one for the cats. That way we both survive the event.
That's yeah. But what about that preliminary thing? Are you actually getting in a room with unanesthetized and undrugged large cats?
Never.
Oh, okay.
Never, ever. That's just crazy. Although people have done that in the past, you know, we're kind of like silly putty to a big tiger. They just, you know, swat us around and our skin is soft and we don't survive well. So if it's a tiger fighting a tiger, that's one thing. But a tiger messing with a human doesn't work.
Yeah. How big are the cats that you're checking on down there?
Anywhere from 300 to 500, 600 pounds.
Wow.
Is that full grown for these guys?
Yeah, these are full grown, depending on the species and also just the gender. Like the males tend to be larger. The Siberian tigers tend to be much bigger than the Bengal tigers. And, I mean, when these guys stand up, they can stand up. They're almost 12 to 14 foot tall.
Oh, I'm guessing that if they stand up and you're around, it's not going to go well for you.
It's not going to go well for me. And although these tigers are not aggressive in a normal fashion, you know, who knows what's going to trigger them.
Okay,
you know,
so when you go to give them a checkup, they're completely out?
Yeah, we have to blow dart them, and they anesthetize them, and then we do a complete exam with blood work, a heart exam. You know, we check their teeth, everything. And they're completely anesthetized. There's just no other way to do it.
What kind of stuff do you look for? I mean, what's like a common ailment for a lion?
Well, they have a lot of problems in captivity with their, number one, being overweight, because the animals tend to get overfed in captivity, just like humans tend to get overfed.
Yeah.
So obesity is one issue. So we talk about nutritional management. We check their teeth out for problems like cracked canines and other dental disease, calculus or tartar. We check out their heart. Really important for tigers is kidney function, so we like to draw a blood exam and make sure that we check all the organ functions, just like we do when we go to our annual exam for your pets or for yourself. And we also check periodically, we have them check poop samples to make sure they're not carrying any parasites. But these guys are treated like kings there. I mean, it's a pretty deluxe place, and the facilities are amazing, and it's open to the public, and they also have, amazingly, some beautiful kind of apartment condos you can rent out seasonally, and they're right encircling the tigers and the lion, and you hear them growl afternoon and evening. It's quite beautiful, actually.
So when you're there and you're doing this, are there other people who are part of this?
Well, just the management. They have really good management there, and then we bring our own staff to help with the veterinary care.
Uh-huh.
And then if we have an event that requires something more than what we can do there, we'll often use a local veterinarian, surprise, surprise, we're bringing a tiger in.
Kind yeah.
So it's and we've done that. We've surprised them before.
Let's see. We've got a Labrador Retriever in here. We've got somebody who's bringing in their cat. And, there's a tiger in the waiting room.
Yeah. I've got plenty of stories I can't share on the radio, but lots of interesting stories.
Okay. But is everybody okay down there?
Yeah, so far everybody looked really good. There's a couple of animals that have, you know, their pads get sores and stuff, so we have to check that out. And but overall, they're in excellent health. They've got a great animal manager there who really knows what she's doing. And it's great. It's a good program.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Okay, so is it called the Tiger Sanctuary?
Crown Valley Tiger Sanctuary, and I encourage people to go down and visit when they can. And, again, the winery is a few miles down the road. It's quite beautiful as well.
Are they roaming around outside?
They have big outside in quarters and inside holding facilities, but they keep them out most of the time, most of the day. And the facilities are nice. They're multiple-storied, and they have lots of climbing opportunities, and they have swimming pools. And they're pretty nice.
Wow.
Really nice.
How do I get that deal?
I say I could live there for free for a month, no doubt.
Yeah. Now, well, last question, then we'll get to your stuff, and I promise sure. We'll get to some listeners' phone calls today. We'll get to plenty of them, I promise. But one last thing I'm curious about. I know that these guys, these tigers and lions, they come with natural fur coats.
Yes.
But is this weather hard on them?
No, this weather's good for them. In the summer, they like to get in the water. The tigers especially love to swim. So they keep them cool. And then the holding facilities on the inside are nice big cages, and they're cool. It's got a concrete floor, and they keep them really comfortable. But, you know, those are all considerations for any animal, whether it's a dog or a tiger or a llama, whatever.
Yep.
We have to worry about heat, and we have to worry about flies and mosquitoes and all that kind of good stuff.
All right, good enough.
It's all part of the game.
Very interesting. All right, now, did you have something you want to do before we get to these phone calls?
I was just going to say, I'll take you down there to visit there anytime you want to go.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love to do that.
Okay,
let's go.
I'm ready for a phone call.
All right, let's start off with Nancy. You're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi, Nancy.
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Nancy.
Dr. Doug, got a question for you. I have two Havanese dogs, sure. Age 2 and 3. Pretty healthy, but I'm wondering what you think about pet insurance.
You know,
what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, there's a number of legitimate pet insurance programs that you can explore. I think the Humane Society has one. Vet Pet veterinary pet insurance, I think, is the longest lived one. I think it exists from the 80s out of California. That one most vets carry. So I would just look at, ask your vet to give you the guide, and they may list two or three or four different opportunities, and then just sit down and compare the privileges that you get and the protection, and make sure that they're going to cover your animals not only through the young, healthy years, but more importantly, when they get to be 6, 8 or older, when, you know, more problems start to pop up. I always just, you know, tell people, make sure you're going to get the kind of coverage you need.
Do a number of your clients, do you find that's a popular idea?
You know, I don't follow it as closely as my receptionist would, but I think we do get, not a great percentage, but we do get a number of people that show some interest. And, you know, I'm happy to honor it if that's what they want to do. Go for it. And in some cases, it might be very useful.
Just wondering. Thank you.
All right, Nancy, thanks for calling. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. With Dr. Doug Pernikoff, here's Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, Jeff. Dr. Doug, question. Have a black lab mix, about 80 pounds, and she's 7 years old, and looks like she's getting a little bit of arthritis in her one of her hips.
Okay.
Is that something I've heard of hip dysplasia, but I heard they get that early on in age?
Well, here's the deal. You've got a 7-year-old that's 80 pounds. That's a big dog. The three areas of concern on big dogs would be the spinal column, the back, because they can get arthritic changes there where their back kind of starts to create fusions, bone fusions, from one space to the next. So that can make them stiff and painful. The hips are another area. You're right. Hip dysplasia would be something that could be ruled out or ruled in. And then the knees are another area of concern for big dogs. So your vet would typically want to do, if they're really bad, do an x-ray, and it would rule in or rule out those different areas of concern. And then there are a number of approaches to managing it, usually some sort of chondroitin sulfate and glucosamine substitute, which can be a chewy supplement or some other food product. And then usually some sort of anti-inflammatory, like we use a drug called Rimadyl or Medicam. Those are like Celebrex in humans. And finally, in some worst cases, we often will use intermittently pain medication like Tramadol, which is also used in humans. So that combination of goodies with some diagnostics is the best way to decide what your animal is dealing with and then how to best manage it. And your vet should guide you through those exercises.
And by the way, Jeff, if you're going to get Tramadol, make sure you order it correctly. Don't get what I use, which is Damadol. that's a frustration and anxiety pill that I take every day.
So you wouldn't recommend that, given her any of the glucosamine that's over-the-counter?
You know, it depends on the dosing. I don't have that dose right in front of me. Some of the products are not as good as others. There's one in the veterinary industry called Dasiquin, which is very, very good, and it's supposed to help the joint fluid development as well, which is good at cushioning the joints in the body. So I would try and get that product. I know that one. I can speak to that one. But you may find other ones proposed in the industry.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Jeff, thank you very much for calling. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and cell phones star KTRS. Mark, you're on the Big 550 with Dr. Doug.
Oh, hey, Dr. Doug. How you doing?
Good, Mark. How are you? What can I do?
Well, we have about a 4-year-old Presa Canario, and she keeps getting ear infections all the time, and and she's starting to smell, you know, with kind of a sour smell. And
yes.
I saw or heard on the radio that they have a product called Dynovite.
What's it called?
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E, Dynovite.
That's Jimmy Walker. No, that's Jimmy Walker from Good Times. You're confusing things.
Dynovite. I don't know that particular product, but I can tell you that ear inflammation and infections are a common recurring issue. So what you need to do is have your veterinarian assess it. You want to get them cleaned out. Just think about it. The ear has kind of creates like a vat, like in your sink, so it's like a trap. So just by its anatomy, it predisposes the animal to collecting a lot of debris. Then some species, some breeds, have big floppy ears that cover over, and that closes the door in this wonderful environment. And then finally, there are other breeds that have a lot of hair in the canal. So those are the three factors that create the biggest problem for the ears. once they flush them out and they treat them appropriately, we usually tell people to put yourself on a preventative treatment approach so that you continue to manage those ears. You can't really stop. You got to continue, and you might see seasonal flare-ups, okay?
Okay. Yeah, now, he did prescribe a medicine, but it's expensive. It's like Momentamix.
Yeah, that's one of many products available, but you got to clean those ears properly, too. So if you just put medicine on top of a bunch of goop and infection, you're not accomplishing much. So you want to have a good cleansing process, and he needs to instruct you so that you don't damage the ear in trying to clean it. And then the medication is kind of a supplement to that. As long as you get him the initial infection cleaned up and then you manage him with a regular kind of cleansing schedule, you can minimize the recurrence of those infections. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Good luck.
Because the only way he cleaned them out, he would squirt some fluid in there and let her shake.
No, we don't let him shake. We massage them and help. They'll shake it out anyway, but you can do a lot of the work yourself, okay?
All right, Mark,
I appreciate it.
Mark, thanks for calling. Let's get another one in here. Randy, you're on the Big 550 KTRS with Dr. Doug.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I've got a 7-year-old rat terrier, and he smells really bad. Even though I give him a bath and everything, he still emits an odor, but you can pet him and your hand doesn't smell, but
it's probably from his anal glands. Frank gets crazy when I mention anal glands, but there's two structures that fill up right at the end of the tush. And, you know, in the wild, those were important because when they would poop, they would mark their territory so the next dog knew that they were there. But we don't need those anymore. One of the problems is the foods that we feed create a soft stool. And if you're a hunter, you know when you get out in the wild, you see dry poop all the time from the foxes and the coyotes and the raccoons. They don't have typically soft poop. So the problem is that the soft poop comes down the channel and doesn't really express those glands adequately. So some individuals need to be checked regularly. Some never have a problem. But it sounds like that would be the first place I would look. The other place would be the mouth or the ears. Those are the two other areas that produce a lot of bad odor. Okay?
I know Dr. Doug, when he comes in from outside, it's worse.
And that could be because as he tried to poop, it may have expressed a little bit, but not completely. So he might still have a little bit of material kind of painted on his tush. Okay, I'll check that out.
Randy, thank you very much for calling. Doug, we have time for one more?
Sure.
Okay. Jeff, you're on the Big 550 KTRS with Dr. Doug.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jeff. We're going
to question about why my dog likes to eat dirt.
Dirt?
Yes.
Okay. You mean just any dirt or from the garden? Or
It's generally he'll even paw at the ground sometimes to get a little bit up, and then he'll literally eat dirt.
You know, a lot of people, the term is called pica. It's used in humans, too. Children will eat things they shouldn't eat. So the true term of pica refers to a mineral deficiency or some sort of other element in their diet that's missing. More than likely, though, your dog is probably doing that more out of almost like someone chewing their nails, probably behaviorally attracted to exploring and tasting the earth. So, yeah, you know, I'm not sure that it's going to be harmful depending on how much he's doing, but the obvious suggestion is to try and not give him the freedom to do that and try and keep him from doing it, and that may not be simple if he's free-ranging in his backyard. But, you know, as long as he's healthy and his nutrition is good, I would tend to rule out true pica and look again at some sort of behavioral issue. And maybe you can substitute the dirt with some other special toys or other actions or interactions that keep them busy. Okay? Good luck.
Jeff, thank you very much for calling. Dr. Doug, thank you for your time as always. You want to give a plug?
We're at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Call us if you need us.
There you go. Dr. Doug Pernikoff every Wednesday here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Thanks, bye-bye. Dr. Doug. This segment every week is brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. 314-652-3456. How much is that? I'm Paul Harris. This is a vacation edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Still to come, knuckleheads in the news. More details on that weird 911 call from a priest in handcuffs. And if you've ever seen The Princess Bride, you know, hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Oh, we've got a story about that I'm going to share with you as well. As we continue here on this Wednesday afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, if you're traveling on westbound 44, look for a bit of a slowdown between Kings Highway and Hampton. Again, between Mraz and Bowles. Southbound 270 is really, I don't see any stop-and-go traffic at all. It's just busy between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. On westbound 70, it's stop-and-go from 270 to the Blanchet Bridge. Eastbound 270, just a little bit heavy, Lindbergh and 170. And then once you get across the Poplar Street Bridge, eastbound 5570 is slowing from 3rd Street to the merge at 64. And this traffic report brought to you by Allstate. Allstate is so confident in their auto claim service, it's guaranteed. The claim satisfaction guarantee, only from Allstate. If you'd like to learn more, talk to a St. Louis Allstate agent today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey guys, I'm going to give you an opportunity that'll blow your mind. It's called Code Red 7, a brand new intimacy product for men. Now you don't have to wait 30 minutes for the old pill to kick in. No runny nose, no red face, and no prescription, because it's not a drug. Code Red 7 will work for you in as little as 7 seconds. This product is amazing because it's so immediate. Literally 7 seconds. Don't take my word. Listen to this.
Code Red 7 starts immediately. No more waiting. It works like boom at the snap of a finger.
Code Red 7 is flying off the warehouse shelves. Call immediately to find out how to get your free supply. Your call will be kept private under our Code Red 7 privacy protection promise. It's a great gift for Valentine's Day for both of you.
Call 800-980-8790 immediately. 800-980-8790. That's 800-980-8790 right now.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-949-9522 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-949-9522 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-949-9522.
You've heard the ads for those fly-by-night gold buyers that sound like this.
Yo, it's Vinny. I got cash galore for yous gold. Forget about it.
Wouldn't it make more sense to bring your gold, silver, and platinum to one of the most trusted names in St. Louis? Visit Star Coins and Stamps. They've been in business since 1958 with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Star Coins and Stamps will pay you the maximum for your jewelry, coins, flatware, or scrap. Bring your valuables in, and they'll still give you an expert appraisal and pay you on the spot. Or maybe you're looking for a safe investment. Star Coins and Stamps sells gold and silver by the ounce, along with a huge variety of coins and collectibles. Plus, Star Coins and Stamps is one of the region's only stamp dealers. So, you could trust this guy.
Hey, forget about it.
Or you could make the safe local choice. Star Coins and Stamps, 500 South 5th Street, next to Dollar General in St. Charles. Call ahead at 636-949-2203. Star Coins and Stamps.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings, and it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ARCAMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or arkhamidwest.com.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Is it leaking? Hi, San Luis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if your gutters and downspouts are leaking, you could be causing damage to your foundation. Call Lane House Construction, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF.
This is the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris hosting the Vacation Edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Of course, I'll be here for my regular Friday afternoon 3 to 6 shot, and that'll include the Harris Challenge. Tim tells me we've got a traffic bulletin.
Yes, we do. We've got a serious accident. It sounds they're calling it overturned vehicles on westbound 255 between the Jefferson Barracks Bridge and Telegraph. Cameras are not working. I can't really get an eye on this. It sounds like it's blocking the two right lanes now. So we've got some overturned vehicles westbound 255 between the JB Bridge and Telegraph.
Nope. Did you hear about the cheese accident in Norway?
No.
A road tunnel in northern Norway will be shut for several weeks after a 27-ton truckload of sweet goat's milk cheese caught fire.
Wow.
According to the story, flames engulfed the tunnel, and gases from the melting brown load hindered firefighters. It took them 4 days to put out the fire.
Wow.
The driver of the truck wasn't hurt. No other vehicles were in the 2.2-mile-long tunnel at the time. This is a small little town. What is it? Of Tysfjord, a small Arctic municipality in Norway. They say that the tunnel is going to be closed for 2 more weeks. Have we ever had an accident that has closed? I know we've had construction that has closed things, like the Blanchard Bridge now, or Highway 40, or that sort of stuff. Have you ever had an accident?
No.
Have you even had an accident that went 2 days?
No. No.
We've had some that have happened, I know, early in the morning, and they still weren't cleared up by the time Frank came on in the afternoon.
Yeah, the most is, usually around here, the most is accident reconstruction if there's a fatality, and then it's several hours, but nothing like that.
Wow. 4 days to put out the fire.
Wow.
Tomorrow is the day for the public visitation for Stan the Man. If you haven't heard the details, it'll be at the Cathedral Basilica tomorrow on Lindell from 2 until 8. I'm hearing that Lindell is going to be open during that, but I would say avoid that. Wouldn't you? Don't you think there's just going to be
a huge
number of people? I mean, don't avoid it if you're going there. I'm not saying avoid the event. I'm saying if you're not going to the event, the public visitation.
Take the parkway.
You may want to go on Forest Park Parkway.
Take the bus, take MetroLink. You know what it's like trying to park down there?
If you are going to go, the Musial family says, please, no photos. And also, don't bring mementos to leave there for Stan and his family
in
his honor. Take those to the statue in front of Busch Stadium. Don't take them to the cathedral. His actual funeral will be Saturday at 11, also at Cathedral Basilica, but that will not be open to the public. After the funeral on Saturday, there will be a processional that will go down to Busch Stadium and will end up, I guess, at the statue there. So, but again, tomorrow, 2 to 8, and I guess we'll have somebody out there covering it for us here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. A couple of other things I wanted to mention. Does this excite you if you're a Mad Men fan, just hearing the music? They announced today, Mad Men returns April 7th for its 6th season. It's going to be a 2-hour premiere on the first show. And that's all I'm going to tell you about it. Because all day long, I've looked in various places online at other things, and the Mad Men story pops up. I'm such a fan of this show, I purposely avoid any story about it because I don't want all these people who are speculating, you know, what will happen to Don Draper this season. Will he stay married to Megan? All of that. What happens to Peggy, who left the agency last year? And if you go online now and just type in Mad Men speculation, you'll have about 150 million hits because everybody thinks they know. And Matthew Weiner, who's the guy who created the show and is still the showrunner, he's notoriously tight-lipped about it, which, of course, makes people speculate more because there's no actual information coming out. But his attitude as a producer and a content provider is kind of like my attitude as a content consumer. I don't have to know ahead of time. The show is great. I want to be able to sit down on that Sunday night in April not knowing anything about it and have it unfold to me in whatever real time they're doing. I don't know if they're doing a time jump, if how many months or years have passed since the last. I don't want to know that.
So the last, and now is this the sixth and final season?
No. There's going to be a seventh season.
Okay.
And then that will be it.
And this is one of those shows that they air 10 episodes at a time.
No. It airs every Sunday night. 2 hours for the premiere and then 1 hour. Oh, you mean 10 weeks
in
a row?
Like, yes.
Yes.
So season six is 10 episodes long.
Yes.
Or so.
Or 10 or 12 or whatever the number is.
Now, they made a time jump, you know, from mid-60s to late-60s, and everybody started wearing, like, big neckties and...
I haven't gotten to the late-60s yet.
Okay.
They're kind of in the, like, the mid-60s.
What if they jump to the 80s, Paul?
I don't think that's going to happen.
All right.
I don't, you know, here's why. Because Dr. Emmett Brown has not invented the flux capacitor yet on the show. I watch it every week. There's not been a... You watch Mad Men?
I've never watched it.
You've never watched it?
Not even a commercial about it.
You need to get your hands on the flux capacitor, go back in time, or better yet, just rent the first five seasons. It's a damn good
okay.
Damn good. And by the way, that's how a lot of people are going to be watching it over the course of the next couple of weeks, because this is always frustrating to me. When a show is about to start its new season, that's when they release the DVDs of the last season, like a week beforehand. So if you wanted to catch up, you have to kind of binge watch the show.
Yes.
Why do we have to do that a week ahead of time? Why couldn't you release it? For instance, I'm a big fan of Breaking Bad, another show on AMC. And I ended up not watching the first few seasons, but then I caught on to it, and I said, okay, I'm going to binge watch that, and I watched the first four plus seasons in like a month. I just sat down, and like every night I'd watch 2 or 3 hours of that show. I just loved it. I couldn't wait to watch more of it. And then this past summer was season five, or half of season five. They're not coming out with season six until, or the second half of season five, until this summer. But I still can't watch the first half of season five. They haven't released it yet.
It's not out on DVD yet.
Right.
So you're going to have to watch five episodes in a row.
Or ten, or whatever the number was. I don't know what it was. But,
well, it's good advertising for the new season.
Well, that's why they're doing it. They want to do it as promotion for the next season. But why not? Why force me to do that at the last minute? That's what I don't understand. Sports action last night. I was playing poker over at Hollywood Casino, and
now is that set up yet?
Oh yeah.
Does it still look like Harrah's?
It looks like Harrah's, but they're changing it. They're putting in all sorts of new stuff.
I don't know how they do that while they're still open 24 hours a day.
Well, part of the casino is now closed off, and there's construction going on where some of the slot machines were, and they're going to be changing the whole front of it and the whole look. The new owners are moving in there, but you have a 24/7 business. And you want to change it, but not close it. Because the worst thing in the casino business is, all right, we're going to be closed for a month. Because in St. Louis, everybody else will go, screw you.
Yeah.
I'm going to Ameristar or Lumiere or River City or the Queen or the Bell. So they're still open. So I was in there last night. You know, Ian's not here to push the Bernice anyway button. And I'm even not saying it.
You're not.
No.
You're not at all.
I'm purposely avoiding it. When he's here, it just comes out of my mouth. I don't even think about it.
And I miss it when I hear Farmer Dave in the morning when I'm on with him. He's like, anyway, all the time. And I keep waiting to hear, anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm playing last night, and I got them after the Mizzou game was over. I got them to put on ESPN2 and watch some of the Australian Open because I'm a big tennis fan. We watch a lot of these in my house. My wife actually watches more of it. She records like 12 hours
of tennis
each day. Yeah. She has an 8-hour-a-day job, then she comes home at night and fast forwards to 12 hours sure. of tennis. Last night there was a match, one of the quarterfinals on the women's singles side between Serena Williams, one of the best ever, and this up-and-coming young player, 19-year-old player by the name of Sloane Stephens, who was ranked 29th. Serena was ranked, you know, like top five or something like that, and Sloane Stephens upset her.
No.
In three sets. She won the first set, Serena won the second set, and then it went 3-3, 4-4, and then she actually broke Serena two games in a row and won the thing, which I thought was very exciting as a tennis fan because we don't have a lot of up-and-coming young American tennis players in the world, on the world stage anyway. There are certainly plenty of up-and-coming young players, but they haven't made it to the majors, the slam events like the Australian Open, the U.S. Open, Wimbledon, and the French Open. So that was exciting. Tonight, Sloane Stephens is going to be playing Victoria Azarenka, who's number one ranked, and Maria Sharapova's in the other semifinal against Li Na. And then on the men's side, you got Djokovic and Ferrer tonight, and then Murray and Federer tomorrow. So if you're into tennis, there's a lot of great action.
Well, look, Paul, I don't really care about tennis. I don't really get into it. It's one of those sports that are on the back burner all the time. But if you want to go after Lance Armstrong for winning seven straight Tour de France's, why don't you somebody look into the Venus and Serena Williams sisters?
What about them?
I mean, if they're not playing against each other in the finals of Wimbledon, one or the other is either there or it just happens to be a fluke year. You look at the past 10 years, one of them has been in the final, Wimbledon finals, like 8 out of the past 10 years.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
And on the men's side, so have Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer. What are you saying?
Oh, I'm not claiming anything, Paul.
They're just
but these
better.
Girls are
they're,
good.
They're just better than the field.
They're really good. And did they just win the Olympics? Maybe the doubles?
Yeah.
The gold?
They did last summer.
Wild.
Venus, by the way, not performing all that well in singles because she's got some medical problems and doesn't look like her old self anymore. But they're just dominant players. You know, Maria Sharapova is always there as well on the women's side. But I don't know if there's a doping regimen going on in tennis. Nobody's, to my knowledge, ever made claims of that. So I don't know if that's a factor there. But it's not quite like the Lance Armstrong story.
Well,
just
right,
because people are so dominant in a sport.
If the past 10 years, it's been Williams sisters all the way. It hasn't, actually. A little bit.
Neither one of them was ranked number one in this event. Azarenka's number one.
Well, when the Wimbledon comes, Paul,
yeah.
I'll call you, and I'll say, who's in the finals?
Okay.
And you'll say Venus, and I'll say, who's she playing? You'll say Serena.
It won't be Venus. I'll bet you right now it will not be Venus Williams. Serena might be there, but it will not be Venus.
Hey, since you were talking about the casino, do you mind if I step in and
sure.
say something real quick? Hey, I told you about this, but on Saturday, they had the second annual Classic Rock Radio Reunion, and they were honoring the jocks and the music from KADI and KSHE from years ago and stuff. And I want to thank everybody who came out there. There were a couple thousand people.
That was at Ameristar, right?
That was at Ameristar at the nightclub. And it was this thing last year started out to be last year was small. Hey, just the jocks get together and stuff. A few people showed up and mm-hmm. this thing just mushroomed. That shows you what social media does. It's been on Facebook. But I want to thank everybody that came out there that you're out. You're listening. I've had a couple of phone calls and that it was awesome. You know, saying there's a history of St. Louis radio, the rock radio, and
yeah.
it was paying tribute to basically Shelley Grafman from KSHE and the late Richard Miller just passed away a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say something. That was an awesome, awesome event.
Was anyone dressed as Sweetmeat?
I don't think they were.
There was
see
a time.
Sweetmeat. Yes.
There was a time you'd go to one of those events and the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But they had Sammy Hagar made an appearance.
Really?
So did Kevin Cronin.
From REO Speedwagon.
And Sammy and Kevin both got up and they did a gig together.
Mm-hmm.
You had.
Were they hired to be the entertainment there or did they just show up?
They just showed up. The hired was this group called Super Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And they play a lot of classic rock. And they had a couple guys from Head East couple of guys from the group Missouri, who their big famous song was Moving On.
Mm-hmm. Was Head East, were they from Missouri?
They were from, I may be totally wrong on this, but they were from, I want to say Champaign, Illinois, but they're from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I believe REO Speedwagon was from Illinois also.
Hmm.
So, but anyway, thanks for letting me say that, and thank you for showing up.
Head East is one of those groups that had a song that no one actually knows the title of. Never Been Any Reason is the song.
Yes.
But everybody knows the chorus of that. Save my life, yeah. I'm going down. That,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, you're right.
It's like
you're
the
right.
Who, Bob O'Reilly. Nobody knows that's the name of it. They all go, Teenage Wasteland.
Yeah, Teenage Wasteland, exactly.
Same thing, yeah.
So.
453 at the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, and the big problem we've got now is on westbound 255. It's right near Coke Road in between the Jefferson Barracks Bridge and the and Telegraph. And you've got two right lanes that are blocked, and you're getting a good backup to the Jefferson Barracks Bridge. They're calling for some overturned vehicles. Actually, they're saying that the traffic backup goes to Columbia, Illinois. So it's gotten much, much bigger. Southbound 270 starting to slow now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. We do have slow traffic on westbound 64 between Hampton and McCausland, 270 in Mason, and from the Spirit Overpass out to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, they'll help you buy it back, and you'll save money. Ask how you can get the most money. Hurry now to Check Into Cash. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Check out our new show, Real Estate Radio, every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m.
That's right, from 9 to 10. Every Sunday morning, we will guide you through the local real estate market.
And we will help you navigate through the complex lending industry.
We'll also showcase new properties that have just hit the local market.
So make sure you join me, Peter Wright.
And me, Tom Beck, for all things real estate in St. Louis, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
So we'll see you Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Real Estate Radio. Don't forget to check us out online at roosterreview.com.
Hi there, Frank Opinion. This could end up being about the easiest sales job that I've ever had to tackle, because essentially what I'm selling you, it is a way to take your electric bill and chop it down to about a fourth, at least half, more likely more like a fourth or a fifth of what you're paying now. And it's all about solar panels on your house, and that's all about North American Solar. North-AmericanSolar.com. There's nothing about having solar panels and getting rid of those big electric bills that is anything that anybody can argue about. Give me the downside to this. On a scale of 1 to 6, California is a 6 in terms of amount of sunlight in the course of a year. Did you know that St. Louis is a 5? St. Louis is a 5. It's a great place for solar energy. Think about it. Go to the website, look at all the benefits. Oh, and by the way, wait till you see the tax rebates and the incentives. That means you get back about 80%. You're paying, fourth, fifth of what the total cost of this is because of the incentives and the tax rebates. And the solar panels are made by Solar World. Here's why that's important. Solar World is the largest manufacturer of solar panels in the United States, and they're 100% American-made. Just check into it. That's all I ask. To do that, you go to north-americansolar.com. And if you can't remember that, go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors. They're right there. The link right to their site. North American Solar.
Do you know where I can get my windows repaired?
What's wrong?
My window keeps falling down and the locks are broken.
Well, I just had Genesco Window Products out to my house to replace the rollers and fogged up glass on my patio door.
Oh?
My dad told me about them. He's been using them for years.
Really?
They just installed new storm windows on his house and replaced the screens on his porch.
How do I get in touch with them?
I have their number right here in my phone. Hold on 1 second. Here it is, 314-567-9175. Or better yet, go to their website, GenescoWindowProducts.com.
That's great. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Live from
from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevelin segment starring Bill Clevelin, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by LaCree Cab, your AM in the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Clevelin.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Before you get going today, I want to apologize publicly to you for shortchanging you on yesterday's show and even a little bit on the day before. So I made sure we have a couple of extra minutes for you here today, and I also have a surprise for you. Listen.
Well, see, that makes the joke seem that much worse.
Yeah, don't we don't have Ian's magic box of audio, but we did find the rim shot.
All right. Well, we'll see how it goes here. Well, of course, the president, excuse me, my voice is a little off today, a little sore throat. Of course, the president is sworn in office this week. You know, they don't make as big a deal about swearing in the vice president as they do the president. Joe Biden was sworn in his house on Sunday. Kind of give you an idea of how low-key the VP oath of office is. Biden was actually in his pajamas. True story, by the way. And I read that one of the big sponsors of the presidential inauguration this week was Bank of America, which kind of makes sense, which when you saw Obama signing the oath of office, the pen was attached to a chain. I don't know if you caught that. Yeah, see, the rim shots just make all the difference.
They do.
Well, the White House has officially nixed an online petition calling for the U.S. to build a Death Star like the one in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because they say the cost is $8 quadrillion. Here's the ironic thing. The CBO says it actually costs about $1,000 less than Obamacare.
Did you see the thing the White House put out as a response to that? That was very funny.
Yes, yeah. I did.
Very good.
And congratulations to Condoleezza Rice. She has a new job at CBS. Said she wanted to work for CBS in hopes of achieving her lifelong dream of being snubbed by Bill Belichick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Those rim shots, they all the difference, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Bill Clevelin segment brought to you this afternoon by LaCleed Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis for the stuffy nose, I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanks, Bill. We'll see you tomorrow. We're coming up on 5 o'clock. I've still got knuckleheads in the news. More on that priest with the 911 handcuffs call. And Inigo Montoya and Manti Te'o and other exotic names. It's 5 o'clock. This is KTRS St. Louis.